It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick.
And we are joined once again on the Farm Show by Jalen Petick. Jalen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad. We've seen some of the fall weather come into the area. It was pretty wet here earlier this week. And as we get kind of through the completion of the harvest, I'm sure that has been a big driving factor of the markets here recently.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you're entering into your harvest patterns here in the markets. Honestly, this last week since we talked last, it's been pretty slow, pretty grinding sideways trade here this past week. You know, with the rain slowing down Minnesota, Dakotas, Nebraska really has brought harvest to a standstill here. You have areas of Iowa and Illinois and to the east that are hitting it pretty hard right now and coming up with some decent yields as well. So that's, you know, you haven't seen a lot of life come into the market. If you look at normal seasonals, you know, you look at where you normally make your harvest lows, your seasonal lows, especially on, say, beans, it's usually, you know, come and gone by about now or just entering into lows right now. And we'll see, you know, going forward, obviously, that could be delayed a little bit here this year as, you know, we're just getting into the nationwide, into the first, you know, third to a half of this bean crop and really haven't touched much of the corn at all. So, you know, it kind of feels like we have to wait around here another week or two to start hearing these yields and start seeing market-wise how much is getting let go off the combine and pressuring these markets that way. So the other thing you have going this week, you know, China's been on a holiday, so the demand side of it has been just, you know, kind of average, just bouncing around a little bit there. You don't have those, you know, usually on a week like this, if you get some good demand news coming in, you'll get some pops and little spikes in the market. But with China gone, we haven't seen that. So, you know, as we move into next week, you know, watching this rain, obviously, here tomorrow, predicted, and then into the weekend, as the radar shows or as the predictions show, you know, supposed to hit pretty large area of Iowa into Kansas and northern Missouri and pushing possibly into Illinois. So if that's the case, you know, if it does cover a large area, I would say if that pushes it back some more, you could see maybe a little support, you know, not necessarily a giant rally or anything, but just kind of support the bottom of these seasonal lows right here. And then as well, you know, as we get China back from holiday next week, we get a USDA report, our monthly production yield number report again next Thursday. You know, I would expect a lot more volatility to come back in the market next week as we move forward. So other things to watch, I guess, if you look at the, you know, if you're paying attention to technicals, the soybean slow stochastics are getting pretty overbought, or they were here before this morning, you know, about touching that 20% line. We're seeing a rebound here today. So we'll see if we can hold that, you know, on the, if you're looking at some support points, on beans, you're looking at true support really is until about 937.5 on the charts, but we've seen support twice this week around 952. So if we can hold that in the November, you're looking at 976 as your 200-day moving average. Might be a hiccup there if we can get through that. It's that big 987 hurdle. You know, if you get up to that point, obviously in most areas you're over $9 beans. So something to look at here as we move into, hopefully move into some good bean harvest here next week. And then on the corn side, you know, resistance 358, kind of last week's high, and then you have your contract low of 344.25 offering some support. So obviously watch those levels as we move into the bulk of harvest there. And just some other things, you know, if a guy's you know, wants to look at a few things, a few different charts or a few different options. One thing to note is, you know, your December 18 corn contract is at a premium to the D17 by 46 cents right now. You know, I've mentioned it before, and it's tough to look way out to 18 when our, you know, old crop or this year's new crop prices are pretty tough. But, you know, say you do get a little post-harvest rally or something, you're looking at letting go some some old trap bushels. Something to keep in mind, you know, you get a 46 cent premium, not a bad idea to look at capturing some of that if it works for your costs. And then I get a lot of questions, you know, this time of year, especially in low price environment, on options calls. So if you're looking at a July 18 at the money corn call running about 20 to 21 cents right now, and a September at the money call is about 24 cents right now. So keep that in mind if you're looking that route. And then another thing, especially with on-farm storage, your December to July corn spread right now is pushing 30 cents. That's historically pretty wide, especially if you look at the past 2-3 years or so. And there are ways to lock that spread in, to lock that carry in without selling your grain. So if you're interested in any of those, definitely give me a call at any time. So other than that, we will see what the weather brings this weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like it's supposed to be wet here the rest of this week, but we'll maybe taper off into the weekend. So who knows? Minnesota weather, always kind of a wild card. So we'll see how that kind of affects things. And thanks for joining today, Jalen. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your FarmWord Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.